Hi, everybody. I'm Zach, and we're back in Coleraine for another walk down Gilead Lane.
Our Sunday school this month has been about leading people to Jesus.
I try to live a clean life.
Mr. Key isn't doing real good.
Do good for folks.
It's getting harder for him to walk.
And I make it to church when I can.
Mr. Key, there's something I've been meaning to ask you about. Mr. Key? Mr. Key? That's kind of weird. 6:45. His car's still here. I wonder if he's okay. Mr. Key? It's Tim. I was waiting for you out front like you said, and I... Mr. Key, are you all right?
What? Timmy? Timmy, what's going on?
Oh, you were just sleeping.
Yes, I was. Is something wrong?
We were supposed to go fishing this morning, remember? You said meet you out front at 6:30.
6:30? Oh, that's right. I must have forgot to put it on my calendar. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I was up late last night. Guess I fell asleep right here in my easy chair. Let me get a little coffee and we'll hit the road, all right?
Okay.
You want anything? Got a little orange juice in the icebox here.
No, thank you. Wow, look at all these letters. Oh, are these the letters from Mrs. Key? The ones we helped you get out of the attic that one time?
Yes.
Whoa, you sure do have a lot of photo albums.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool. Here's a picture of you and Mrs. Key in front of a real old car. But it looks brand new. What kind of car was that?
It was a Model A. We restored it together.
Cool. Do you have any more pictures of it?
I think it's time to put these albums away.
I just wanted to see...
You and I have a fishing trip to make, right?
Right.
Let's go. Sorry, Timmy. The fish don't seem too hungry this morning.
No. Mr. Key?
Yes?
I really like to be called Tim now, instead of Timmy.
Ah, Timmy's growing up. I understand. Tim, that'll take some getting used to, but I'll do my best.
Thanks.
I don't get out on Pixley Pond much anymore. I used to spend a lot of time out here.
With Mrs. Key.
How did you know that?
You told me last week.
That's right. Elsie.
Elsie.
Yes?
You got a little ice cream on your nose there.
I must look glamorous with ice cream on my nose.
You do.
Beautiful night out here.
Yeah, sure is. Except for the rain.
Hold my hand.
Shouldn't we be heading back home?
A little rain won't hurt you.
You're right. It's the lightning at 100 million volts of electricity and 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit that kind of bugs me.
There's no lightning. Come on. Take a walk in the rain with me.
All right.
There's the park bench.
I seem to remember kissing someone special there.
I hope it was me.
You know... I think it was. It's all coming back to me now. Hey!
Come on, let's sit down. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Tell me, Jeremiah.
2 weeks, Elsie.
I know.
You'll be at the station for me?
You need to ask?
That's my gal. My folks are still pretty upset about me going. I don't think they'll be there.
I'll be there.
2 weeks.
I don't want to think about it.
It's hard not to. I'm gonna miss our walks around the lake.
Jeremiah, For one moment, let's forget about the war. Forget about you going. Forget about the rain. Let's just forget. Just one moment.
Mr. Key?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm fine. I'm sorry, Timmy. The fish don't seem too hungry this morning.
No. Mr. Key, I really like being called...
Tim, I remember. Well, Tim, I think it's best we head home now.
Already?
If you don't mind. I'm a little winded.
I don't mind.
All right, hold on now. Now, Mr. Key is old, yes, son, but you think he's about to die?
I don't know, but when I saw him lying there in his chair this morning, I started really thinking about it.
I think there's something else going on here.
What do you mean, Mary?
Tim, does this have anything to do with our talk yesterday morning?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, Dad's in the dark here. Help me out.
Go ahead. Tell your dad.
Well, our Sunday school this month has been about leading people to Jesus. And every time I pray about who to talk to, I think about Mr. Key.
Have you told him about Jesus yet?
See, that's the problem. I'm too chicken or something. I mean, how do you talk about it? Hi, Mr. Key. How are you today? By the way, did you know you're going to hell?
Yeah, probably not the most effective approach. Now, tell you what, buddy, the most important thing you can do is...
Pray?
Yeah, you got it. Pray for Mr. Key. Pray that he comes to the Lord.
And pray for God to give you the right opportunity to talk about Jesus.
Oh, that's good. And something else to keep in mind might help you. Sometimes we talk to people about Jesus out of guilt or because we're supposed to. But now I think the best reason to talk to people about Jesus is because you care about them.
I know you care about Mr. Key.
Sure I do.
Well, that's a good starting place.
And Tim?
Yes, Dad?
We're praying with you.
Well, at least the fish are biting better than last week.
I haven't had a bite in a long time. Hey, fish! It's my turn now, okay? How many did you get?
That was number two.
Well, I got two.
So, looks like we're tied.
Not for long. Mr. Key?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever... Well, do you ever think about... God and stuff?
God and stuff? I think I know where you're going with this, Tim. And just to reassure you, I'm all right. I try to live a clean life as best I can, do good for folks, and I make it to church when I can.
But, well...
You know what? I think we're going to have better luck if we head over to that shallow area on the east shore. Ben Taylor told me he spotted some nice-sized fish over there last week.
Okay.
Tim?
Yes?
Would you like to steer?
Really?
Right about here. Pull down your throttle.
Okay.
Now bring the bow around to the starboard side.
Starboard?
The right side of the vessel.
Oh, okay.
Shut down the engine. Point it toward that park bench on the shore.
What park bench?
The one right under that big old oak tree. The big oak tree. Hard to believe.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing.
Thanks for letting me steer. That was fun.
You're welcome.
Mr. Key, I really like fishing with you and talking with you about stuff. And, there's something I've been meaning to ask you about.
All right.
Well...
Hold on, Tim. Hold on here. Hold on here.
Mr. Key? You got a big one! That's the biggest, hugest fish I've ever seen! Ha! Look how it's bending your pole!
Get the net! Hurry!
Where is it?
Under the seat!
Wow, he's humongous!
I'm not sure if I could... Rutabaga! He slipped right out of my hand!
Wow. Are you okay? Mr. Key?
Huh? What?
What are you laughing at?
That fish ran off with my pole.
Yep, he sure did.
Oh, you know, that had to be the biggest fish I've ever seen in Pixley Pond.
It looked like Shamu the whale.
Good name for him.
Oh, I wish I had my camera.
Me too.
I don't think anybody would believe us if I told them how big Shamu was.
But we sure saw him, didn't we?
We sure did.
About an ice cream cone on the way home, Tim.
That would be great.
Didn't think you'd object. Wish we still had Wally's.
What's Wally's?
You never heard of Wally's Soda Shop?
No.
That's a shame. Wally served the best root beer floats and chocolate malts in the entire county. We used to go to Wally's all the time when I was growing up, about your age.
What was Coleraine like then?
Well, in some ways it hasn't changed much, but in some ways it's changed a lot. Gilead Lane was just a dirt road back then.
Really?
Uh-huh. Main Street looks a lot like it did then, but the names of the places have changed. Wally's was right there, where the convenience store is now. And there's the old train station.
You mean Bob's Hobby Shop?
That's what it is now. But that used to be the Coleraine train station.
They didn't come. I didn't think they would.
Hey, I'm here.
You make this fella awful proud, Elsie. You know that? My gal.
I'm proud of you as well.
All aboard!
Oh, this is too soon. I had so much I wanted to talk with you about.
You will write me, won't you?
Of course I will, but there are so many what-ifs for us right now.
Shh, it'll be all right. You'll see.
Oh, look at me, I'm a mess. I wanted so much to be strong for you.
You're just fine. And hey, when I come back, I've got a little surprise for you.
What is it?
It wouldn't be a surprise if I told you, would it?
Excuse me, young fella, but you'd best get on board now if you're gonna make it.
Yes, sir, I'm coming. I've gotta go. So long, Elsie. Hey, you're my gal! Coming!
Mr. Key?
Huh?
We can go now. The train has passed.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, Timmy. I don't know what overcame me there.
If you wouldn't mind.
What's that?
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Don't know. Just feeling a bit woozy here.
Mr. Key, I think we'd better head home. We can do ice cream next time.
That sounds like a good idea. It's starting to get dark anyway. Looks like a beautiful night.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, buddy.
A beautiful night out here. Wow. Some kind of sight. Hey, just look at that moon on the water.
I have been.
It feels more like a cruise ship than a warship.
Some cruise ship. Jack.
Yeah?
You hear anything more?
Nope. We're just be ready for anything. These guys are desperate. They're probably hiding out ready to pounce.
Yep. So, what you doing for Easter tomorrow? Besides invading Okinawa, that is.
I don't know. I got a box of chocolates. I'll probably eat them. Hey, how about you?
Probably eat some chocolate. If you're sharing.
No better friend than a friend with chocolate.
You got it, pal.
So, you missing her?
What do you think? Every time I look up at that moon, I pretend she's looking at it too.
Oh, rutabaga.
Rutabaga?
That's what I say when I'm frustrated.
I'll have to remember that.
I'm frustrated. Something fierce. Yeah. I'm missing Betty. Oh, what a doll.
Hey, when we get back home, how about we all get together? You and Betty, me and Elsie. You could come up to Coleraine.
That's right. Gotta check out that Wally place you keep bragging about.
Tell you what, you and Betty come up to Coleraine and I'll treat.
That's a deal.
All right, then.
You going to the Easter sunrise service tomorrow at the chapel?
Probably not.
I'm not religious or anything, but somehow, I think it might be the good thing to do for Easter, you know?
I'll stick to chocolate.
Tim, you were pretty quiet tonight at the supper table. Mm-hmm. Is everything all right?
No.
Well, what's wrong, son?
I had a chance to tell Mr. Key about Jesus, and I blew it.
All right. Now, what do you mean?
Well, I felt like it was the right time and everything. So I asked him, and I don't know. It just didn't turn out the way I thought it would.
No, don't be so hard on yourself.
Mr. Key isn't doing real good.
I don't understand.
He's been getting slower lately. It's getting harder for him to walk. Mm. And when we were coming home, he looked real bad and had to catch his breath.
Mm-hmm. What?
John, it's probably not a good idea for Tim to ride in the car with him.
Mm. Mom, we're fishing buddies. I don't want that to end.
Tim, now we didn't say you couldn't fish with him anymore. But it might be time to stop the car rides for now.
I've got to go.
I'm sorry?
I've been too scared to tell Mr. Key about Jesus. But he needs to know. I'm gonna tell him right now.
Well, all right then.
I still can't believe you're actually here with me.
Told you I'd be back.
I worried about you every day.
Oh, I thought about you too, Elsie. I saw a lot I wish I could forget. I saw men I knew, men I ate with and laughed with, shared stories with. I saw them cut down right there in front of me. One of them was a good friend. There were times when I couldn't take it anymore. And in the middle of the mud and the sweat and the blood, I'd hold your letter in my hand, hold it real tight, and I'd look at that pretty handwriting of yours and smell your sweet perfume. And I'd go back home. I kept thinking, one day, I'm gonna hold Elsie in my arms again.
And here you are.
Yeah.
Look at that. They planted a little oak tree by our bench.
Oh, it's our bench now, is it?
Might as well be.
Sit beside me.
Have something in mind?
Oh, I don't know. Full moon, lakeside, and a gal with the most gorgeous blue eyes in the world.
Sounds like a nice combination.
There's something else.
Jeremiah? What are you doing? Praying?
Now, what does it look like?
Jeremiah!
Remember that little surprise I told you about before I left? Here.
Is this?
Hope you like it.
What a beautiful ring. Look how it sparkles in the moonlight.
Just like your eyes are sparkling right now.
Aren't you supposed to ask me something at this point?
Now, what was that?
Jeremiah!
All right. The whole time I was gone, I kept wondering what you were doing. Cooking that famous apple pie of yours, listening to the Jack Benny show like we used to do, taking a walk around Pixley Pond without me. Elsie, before I left, I made up my mind. If I ever made it back home, I was coming home to you. I don't know what's ahead in life, but I do know I want to spend the rest of my life with you by my side. The girl who gets ice cream on her nose, the girl who teases me all the time, and the girl who believes in me as much as I believe in her. I can't promise you a lot of money or big houses or expensive jewelry, but I can promise you this. I will cherish you like the treasure you are for always. Elsie, will you marry me?
His car is still here. Mr. Key? Mr. Key? It's Tim! Huh. Mr. Key? Are you here? The back door! He's gone!
What? What's wrong, son?
Mr. Key, his car is still there, but the door is open. He's not in the house, Dad.
Maybe he went for a walk, Tim. I'm sure he's fine.
But what if he's not? He's been acting like something's wrong with him. He's starting to forget stuff, and he's having trouble walking, and he's getting dizzy.
All right.
And what if he's out there and has a heart attack or something?
Son, I understand. You're upset, all right? But I think you need to calm down.
Dad, what if it's too late?
Oh, no. I hope it's not too late. What do you think? Will Tim find Mr. Key? You guys think he's gonna be okay? Well, we're just gonna have to wait until next week to find out. Sorry about that, everybody. In the meantime, let me ask you this important question. Do you have any friends that need to know about Jesus? Well, maybe you're like Tim and you felt afraid to share your faith in God with others. Well, if you have, I've got great news for you. Are you ready? Here it is. It's not all up to you. Yeah, that's what I said. It's not all up to you. Yeah, none of us has the power alone to save anybody. That's God's department. We're just expected to do our part. What's that mean? Well, doing our part means being real with people and sharing what God is doing in our lives and especially praying for them. Maybe we'll get to see someone turn their life over to Jesus, but many times God uses our efforts without us even knowing about it. Jesus used a parable to explain this. It's in the Bible, Mark chapter 4. His story is about a farmer who spreads seeds on the ground. He says that not all of the farmer's seeds will fall into the right place. Some will fall along the path and dry up. Some of the seeds fall into the rocks, and even though they start to grow, they quickly die because they can't get their roots down to water. And some of the seeds will get choked out by weeds and thorns. But listen to what he says in verse 20. Others, like seeds sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. So what Jesus is saying is that when you tell others about him, you're like the farmer spreading the seed. And just like the farmer, not everybody will be interested. Some might be curious about being a Christian, but soon they lose interest because of busyness or peer pressure. But some of the people that you share your faith with will become believers themselves, and it might not happen right away. Just like it takes a seed a while to produce a great crop, these people might become followers of Jesus many years down the road. Well, I'm glad that Tim is ready to do his part, and I think he's going to find out that it's not all up to him. By the way, if you're not sure about what this giving your life to Jesus talk is about and you're curious, call 888-NEED-HIM. There you'll be able to talk with someone who would love to answer any questions that you might have. Today's episode, Days Gone By Part 1, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with production assistance by Elizabeth Bowman and music by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, inviting you back next time, down Gilead Lane.